Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can we lift our hands to Him and bless His name once again? Let's bless Him. We thank You. We glorify You. We adore Your name. We honor You. We thank You. We thank You. We thank You. We thank You. We honor You. We glorify Your name. We bow before You. We thank You for Your mercy, for Your kindness, for what You have in store for us. We return and we give You praise. We exalt You. We thank You, Lord. We hallow Your name. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Aya limoku limejita ria nama ibejita limoku ria bala. We bless Your name. We are here with grateful hearts. Blessed be Your name, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Today, we are going to pray. We are going to look at the root causes of problems with glory. When somebody's glory has been affected or manipulated, there's a root cause. There's something that causes it. And if the Lord help us, we'll look at tools of glory manipulation of a devil, and then we deal with that. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. I know we took this last week, but let's just start from there. Can we all read together? One, two, go. For even if it's not on the screen, you should know Romans 3:23. Can we read? One, two, go. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. When God created man, He covered him with glory. When man sinned, glory was attacked. Glory left and he became naked. It was not that he was clothed with a kind of cloth before, that sin took away the clothes. Man was covered with glory. Man was glorious. Man was like divinity embedded in humanity. When he sinned, glory left. Sin is at the root of every problem with glory. Every problem with glory. Sin is at the root of it. So when we sin, we lose glory. For all have sinned and fallen short of a glory. So the glory that God desires for you, the glorious life that God desires you to have, when we sin, it's like you have taken a hammer and you are chipping it little by little. Chipping. 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 Sin is at the root of the tragedy of lack of glory. Sin is at the root of the tragedy of a believer not shining. Sin. When you handle sin, glory bursts forth. Glory shines forth. For all have sinned and fallen short of the standard of the glory of God. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Before then, let's look at Hosea 4. Hosea 4, 7. Hosea 4, 7. Can we all read together? Hosea 4, 7. The more they increase, the more they sin against me, I will change their glory. Sin is the enemy of glory. It looks sweet sometimes, but you don't know that it's chipping, 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 cutting off glory. the more they increased, the more they gave birth, the more they were plenty, the more they sinned. So I know what I will do. I will change their glory into shame. If your life is not glorious, check sin. Check sin. Check sin. Let's take one more. Let's take one more about sin. Jeremiah 5:25. So you are going to handle sin yourself. You are going to handle this. Your iniquities have turned this thing this away. Your sin has kept what from you? Has kept good from you. We have sinful prayer warriors. We have people living in sin and want great things. Your sin have kept good from you. Can we continue in sin and grace abound and glory shine? God forbid. I'm not supposed to leave prayer point for you. You know yourself. You know the life you are living. You know what God is not pleased with your life. Bow down your head. Let's undo sin. Undo that. Let's undo that. Let's undo that. This is not sin conscious. We are not teaching sin consciousness. We are just talking about what will make you fall short of a standard of God for your life. Can we pray about that? Is there something you know that the Bible is expressly against that you are doing? You have been told, you have been begged, you have been spoken to, that you have made up your mind to continue. Is there anything expressly that the Bible is against that is found in your life? Handle them now. Come to the Lord, ask Him to forgive you. Come to the Lord, ask Him to forgive you. Come to the Lord, ask Him to forgive you. That is the only thing that makes us fall short of the glory, of the glory, of the glory. So I turn their glory to shame. Are you still playing hanky-panky with God? Are you still dealing with sin? Are you somebody that knows scripture very well, that there is no word that is free that touches your heart again? It is sin. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory is being chipped away. Little by little. Little by little. The glory is being turned to shame. Little by little. Because of sin. Talk to him. Handle sin so that God can handle issues of your glory. Handle sin. And sin shall no longer have dominion over you. That's what Romans 6 says. For a child of God, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Sin. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please open your eyes. Listen to me attentively. When you are born again, sin is a matter of choice. When you are born again, sin is a choice. Sin is not supposed to have dominion over you. I've explained many times. See, a man that is not born again, that does good sin, is a sinner that have done good sin. He's not a righteous person. A man that is not born again, that have not given his life to Christ, that does righteous sin, he's not a righteous person. He's a sinner that is doing righteous things. A born again Christian that is righteous, that commits sin, is not a sinner. He's a righteous person that has committed sin. He has made a choice. He's righteous, but he made a choice. That is why an unbeliever just needs to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, help me. And God helps him. A believer cannot say, I'm a sinner. You are not. The sin you commit, you will mention them one after the other because it's a choice. You don't come and say, all the sins of omission. So you know their omission. You know them. Mention them. All the sins of commission, you know there is commission. Mention them. It is sinners that can say sins of commission or omission. Not you. Man. Not you, man. Not you. You are born again. You have dominion over sin. Sinning is now a choice. You can't blame the devil. The devil is under your feet. Sin is under your feet. You can't blame anybody. It is a choice. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you born again? Are you a child of God? Every sin is a choice. It is an affront of God. It is rebellion. No matter what you say, it is intentional. I need to explain that to you so that you will know that a righteous person committing sin is different from a sinner. A pig will always wallow in death. A sheep does not do that. When the sheep does it, he intentionally did it. Are you in charge? You understand what I'm saying? So when a righteous person commits sin, it's a choice. He confesses them one after the other, like the person that made the choice. Everything about a sinner that is not born again is sin. He can't even differentiate them. Everything about him is sin. I give you 1 minute more. 1 minute. Don't play hanky panky with God. Mention things to him one after the other and ask him to forgive you. And let's move on. Talk to him. I will show you who I am. Who are you that God has not made you? It is misusing what God has given you. What has man God has not been given to him from above? Talk to him. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hebrews chapter 12, 6 to 17. Lord help me. Hebrews 12, 16 to 17. Hebrews 12, 16 to 17. That no one is sexually immoral or unholy, like who? Talk, let me hear you. Like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. Two things there, but let's continue. For you know that afterward he desired to inherit the blessing. He was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. I beg you, can you tell somebody? Say, beware of carelessness. Tell somebody, beware of carelessness. Carelessness will take away the glory from you. Carelessness will destroy a glorious life. You know, the birthright is the most important thing to a Jew. The Esau just said, What is it? You know, I keep asking that question. Were there no neighbors that could have given him food? Was mommy not at home? Could he not say, not birthright, another thing? But he was careless about it. The way some people seated here are careless about the most important areas of their life. I pray for everybody here, like Esau, any mistake you have not made, every mistake you have made, like Esau, I pray that grace will redeem you from those mistakes. In the name of Jesus, Esau sought for it with everything he had. He never had it again. He never had it again. Stretch forth your hand here. Stretch forth your hand. I pray for you. Every error, every mistake, every iniquity, every sin. Jabakaria Katala. Is there anybody here? People have been speaking to you concerning a sin over and over and over again. You have refused to change. I beg you. for your glorious life, for your glorious future, because of your children. This mistake of Esau affected all his children. Every error, every mistake that you have committed, I ask that the mercy of the Lord will redeem you. Every error that have affected your glory, be redeemed from those errors today. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, every error, say conscious, unconscious, say intentional, unintentional, that is affecting my glorious life, say, oh Lord, redeem me, redeem me. Say, oh Lord, arise and redeem me. Arise and redeem me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Have your seat. Acts 12, 21 to 23. Acts 12, 21 to 23. On an appointed day, Herod put on his royal robes, took his seat upon the throne, and delivered an oration to them. And the people were shouting the voice of God. You will never share your glory. You will never share your glory. Oh my. Let the Lord hear your voice. You are the Lord. You are. That is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody.
Almighty God, that is your name.
We thank you. And the people were shouting, a voice of God, a God, and not of a man. Immediately an angel of the Lord struck him down, because he did not do what? He did not do what? We are singing here. Some people refuse to sing. Now grace of Jesus will cover many of you. You dare not in the Old Testament. Can I hear first? You are the Lord.
Is your name.
Yes,
you will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
Lift your two hands to him, give him glory, exalt his name. Bless his name, give him glory, bless his name, exalt his name, bless his name. We give you glory, we magnify your name, Jesus.
Any man,
you will never share your glory
with anybody.
Anybody,
Almighty God, that is your name.
Obviously, pride was what killed Herod. There are many quiet looking people that are very proud. You know what? Anybody that sat down and think, if not because I'm humble, you are the proudest person on earth. Now because of humility, that's not pride. Pride. Let me say it in Nigeria. That's not proudness. Terrible pride. Herod took what belonged to God. Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 did the same thing. You know, it's as if you walk out of your house in the evening. You look at the house. Look at 6 cars. Say, biodo, biodo. See the way Bitcoin don't do for you. Now, because I know how to play the crafts, you know, forests, you know, all these. Which other way do you people make money nowadays? Oh, that the thing don't show you paper. You know, all these things. See what I have done. Not me. The Lord appeared. He was like an animal for 7 years. There are many people here. Your life is no longer glorious. For you are too proud. You are too proud. Lift your two hands up. Say, I surrender to you. Say, I surrender to you. Say, I surrender to you. Say you are in charge. I am nothing. Say, Lord, I am nothing. I am nothing. Everything I am is what you have made me. Everything I am is what you have made me. I am nothing. I can live at any time. When you take your breath, I die. I come today. I say I am nothing. I return all glory to you. In the name of Jesus. James chapter 4 verse 6. James 4, 6. James 4, 6. Let's read together. Let's go. But he gives more grace. Did you understand why it is we're not working despite your prayers? It is not the devil. It is God that you are praying to that is against you himself. And you know God's case, who you appeal to. So many people are praying to God, and the God they are praying to is opposing them. Some of you, if the God looks at you, it reminds him of Lucifer because of your pride. Everyone that heaven is opposing because of pride, I ask that mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. I've told you there's a difference between humility and brokenness. Humility is when you are humble yourself. Brokenness is when God breaks you. The choice is yours. The one he carries something. Pa, 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 breaks you. Turns your estate. Turn you to a tenant from an estate. Owning an estate. And then when he's pleased with you again, he gives you 3 times the former estate from renting again. Humility. 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 I pray. I beg God on your behalf that God will not come against you to break you. But you know what? If you are his child and you look like the devil, he will break you and amend you and repair you and toss you up and down till you become like his child. Everybody is begging me this. Calm down. Calm down. Please help me tell somebody, say, cool down. Say, be humble. Tell somebody, say, calm down, cool down, be humble. Today is anointing service. You know, normal anointing service, everywhere will be shaky prayer. Let's undo this. Well, are we still in church? Let's move on. Root causes of problems with glory. Destructive behaviors. There was a Nigerian footballer in those days. When I was growing up, I will never forget Chile, 87. It was one of the best assemblage of Nigerian under 21 soccer team ever. There was a golden boy there called Etimesin. Anybody know Etimesin? How many people have seen Etimesin play football? The argument is still there. Many people are facing Okocha. The argument is still there. Who is the best between Etimesin and Okocha? A month to the tournament, they were put in a camp. And everybody was supposed to stay. But Etimesin had just bought, is he a Jetta or whatever, one car that time. So he sneaked out of the car, camp, enjoying life with his car, and went out. And then armed robbers attacked him and shot him on the thigh, footballer, before the tournament. We did not tell you that we lost all our matches in that Chile 7 that we were told we are going to win. Why? Indiscipline and negative habits. Have you heard Majek Fashek sing before? Anybody? Send down the rain. Okay. Have you heard Whiskey sing before? It's a Whiskey generation. What is wrong, Majek Fashek? One of the people with the finest voice. Habits. It became nothing. Listen to me. It's many issues about the glory is not the devil, it's you. The habits. Galatians 5, let's read from verse 19. Galatians 5 from verse 19. Oh Lord, help me. Galatians 5 from verse 19. Do you have TPT or give me message? Will message be too weak? Can we all read together? 1, 2, go. It is obvious. What kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time? Repetitive loveless, cheap sex, a sinking accumulation of mental and emotional garbage, frenzied and joyless grab. You know, he's behaving happy, but he's not happy. He has no joy. Okay, let's continue. Verse 20. Drinkless gods, magic show religion, paranoid loneliness, cutthroat competition, all consuming yet never satisfied, want, a brutal temper, an impotent to love or to be loved, divided homes and divided lives, small-minded and lopsided. Pause it. Give me my ESV. Give me my ESV. Go back to 19, from 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident. What are they? Let's go. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fit of anger, rivalry, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warned you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit. In other words, they will never have a glorious life. Their glory shall not shine. What is the habit? What is the habit? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Let me take one more before we go a little bit deeper spiritually. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Can we all read together? Do not be deceived. Bad company does what? It ruins good morals. Your association will affect your glory. Help me tell somebody, say your association. Tell the person, say hear me and hear me well. Say your relationship, your associations will affect your glory. Tell the person the word is enough for the wise. My people say a sheep that walks with dog, he will do something, Abby. You understand it? What that sheep go do? Okay. He go eat something. Fill in the gap. Now, let's move a little bit bigger and pray. Matthew chapter 13, 24. What is the root cause of problems with glory? Matthew 13. He put another parable before them saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. Continue, sir. But while his men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed wheat among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the wheat appeared also. And the servant of the master of the house came and said to the master, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have wheat? How then does he have wheat? One of the things that affect glory is evil competition. Evil. We are going to lift your two hands up. We are going to lift up. Say, every evil personality competing with my glory. Say, let the earth open and swallow them up. Let the earth open and swallow them up. Every evil personality that is competing with my glory. Let the earth open and swallow them up. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Whatever that wheat is supposed to have, the wheat took part of it. And so, the wheat will not be as glorious as it's supposed to be. In fact, under the ground, the two roots will be fighting for the same thing. Lift your right hand up. I pray for everyone here. Every evil competition concerning your glory, let that competition end now. Let that competition end now. Whatever has been sown against your glory, let them be destroyed by fire. They are destroyed by fire. They are destroyed by fire. They are destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, I come by the anointing and I pray for you. Whatever is competing with your glory, let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. Let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. Let the fire of the Lord swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. I will have to spend time, but let's go. Let's just go. Matthew 2, 1 to 2. What is the root cause of glory problems? Matthew 2, 1 to 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod, the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star, his glory, when it rose, and have come to worship star hunters, glory hunters. I've always shared this. You know, when the Lord opened my eyes to this, like 13 years ago, the thing really bad. You know, I was just asking the questions. How do they know that this star is different? How did they follow the star and know that the star has got into Lokoja? When they got to Lokoja and they asked for direction, the star led them to the house where Jesus was. How did they know? You go out and show me the star on top of my house. There are some intelligence, spiritual intelligence, you don't know about. I pray for everybody here. Any evil, spiritually intelligent personality that is against your glory, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, I am a child of God. Say, my star cannot be haunted. Say, my glory cannot be captured. In the name of, say, I am a child of God. I come by faith and I decree, my star cannot be haunted. My glory cannot be captured. I am a child of God. I come today. I decree, my star cannot be haunted. My glory cannot be captured. Mention your children. Mention your children. Pray for your children. Their stars cannot be haunted. Their glories cannot be captured. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are not praying. Lift your hands and say, I am the apple of God's eyes. I didn't hear. Say, I am the apple of God's eyes. Say, I am chosen by the Lord. Say, I am the beloved of the Lord. Say, my star cannot be haunted. My glory cannot be captured. Can I hear you pray for yourself? My star cannot be haunted. My glory cannot be captured. My star cannot be haunted. My glory cannot be captured. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. Long one that will cut it short. Witchcraft manipulations, root cause of glory problems. Witchcraft manipulations. I pray for anyone here. Any satanic witch doctor that took your delivery and went away with your glory, wherever they are now, whether in the grave, alive or dead, by angelic intervention, let your glory be restored now. That amen is weak for my God. Let your glory be restored. Let your glory be restored. In the name of Jesus. You know, I ask some funny questions, sir. Many questions that you cannot answer. Let me ask you some. The water where they take bath for the first time, where is it? Your first haircut, where is it? Who carried you on your naming ceremony day? I pray for everyone here. Labaka ria katala. Erekederia. Whatever witchcraft has done against your glory, let your glory be repaired now. Let your glory be repaired now. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head. Say, whatever was done against me when I was weak. I didn't say, whatever was done against me when I was young. Whatever was done against me when I was weak. Say, let there be a restoration. Let there be a recovery. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Have your seat. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. I pray for everyone here. Every mighty hand that is not of God, that is operational in your family. Every mighty hand, every mighty hand, every mighty hand, every mighty hand that is not of God, that is operational in your destiny, operational in your life, let those hands be paralyzed now. In the name of Jesus, let those hands be paralyzed now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, say, oh Lord, arise. Say, deliver me from invisible and invisible powers. Arise against my glory. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, oh Lord, arise, oh Lord. Deliver me from invisible and invisible powers. Arise against my glory. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Please, I beg you. You have opportunity of praying these prayers today. You might not meet a pastor that will teach you these things again. I beg you. You know, many people believe in ministry after service, after the anointing has lifted. They don't pray during service when you are leading prayer. When the anointing lifts and goes, they come because they want pastor's touch. Listen. I've always shared this with you. That if the righteous does not take care, it is the wicked that will kill the righteous. And I've always shown you this example. Abel, Cain and Abel, who is evil? Who is righteous? Cain and Abel, who is evil? Who is righteous? Who killed who? You are not talking. John the Baptist and Herod, who is righteous? Who is wicked? Who killed who? Jezebel, Ahab, and Naboth, who is righteous? Naboth, who killed who? Jezebel killed, even you. If you are careless and you slack, you can die and leave your children. But God forbid that in this roof, under this roof. Do you understand that? A man of God was sharing, a former occult person that gave his life to Christ in his church. He said, became very vibrant. He said, but one day they were going out. He said they got to CMS in Lagos. After they passed CMS, the man became very moody. Very moody and was not talking. Bros, brother, what's happening? The guy was shaking his head. After he pleaded with him and got to his place, the man now talked. He said, one of those boys playing under that bridge in CMS, say, I knew him when he was young. He said, I took seven. He has seven stars. I took seven of his stars. He said, a man of glory is walking and sleeping on that CMS bridge. You know the good thing about, the evil or good thing about this. After the enemy has hammered the righteous, the enemy can come and ask God for mercy, and God forgives him. But what he has done to the righteous is there. Some are in church today. They are looking like Lucas 8. Lift your two hands up. Say, I refuse. And then he said, I reject every manipulation of my glory. In the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse and I reject. Say, I refuse and I reject. I refuse and I reject. I refuse and I reject. Every manipulation of my glory, I refuse. I reject, I refuse, I reject. 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 Can I pray? I refuse, I reject, I refuse. I refuse, I refuse. I refuse and I reject every manipulation of my glory. Rabakaria kata. Etekete rikete. Rabakaria kata. Etekete rikete. I refuse, I reject, I refuse, I reject, I refuse, I reject, I refuse. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Polygamy, you know, nowadays, you guys go online, and even in church, you see people saying, is the Bible against polygamy? Try it. Try it. Enjoy it. Try it. Enjoy it. Have you met people from polygamous homes? Have you met them? Try it. Enjoy it. We have prayer warriors in church. In the future, we'll join you in praying. Try it. David, a man after God's own heart. May your eyes see the things that David's eyes saw. Pastor Hosea, was it not God that told Hosea to go and marry a prostitute? Go and do it. May your eyes see what Hosea saw. See, we have passed that level that people will be coming to ask stupid questions of pastors. Abraham polygamy problem is still here to today. It's still here to today. See, I pray for everyone here. Every polygamous witchcraft that is at the root of your challenge, let them be swallowed by thunder. 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 In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, in case you don't know, polygamy is a cemetery. It's a place that is a cemetery of glories, cemetery of destinies, because of competition. Okay, let me give you an example. Some of us, or some of you, your parents were not polygamous. They are monogamous. But their own parents are polygamous. Did you discover the fight between your father and your mother and their cousins? Even though your father and your mother was monogamous, did you discover some politics and wahala outside your family? Marry second wife, marry third wife. Marry second husband, marry third husband. The white people have turned it to a free world now. Do anything you want. Face the repercussion. I pray for everyone here. Every problem that is older than you, every challenge, every battle that is older than you, today, let the blood of Jesus deliver you from those battles. Let the blood of Jesus deliver you from those battles. Let the blood of Jesus deliver you from those battles. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray. Any battle in my life that I don't understand, say that as I'm saying every battle in my life. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Lift your two hands up. Say every battle in my life that I don't understand. Say every battle in my life that is older than me. Say every battle in my life that is dribbling me. Oh Lord, arise by your blood. Deliver me from that battle today. And then never deliver me, deliver me. Deliver, 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 deliver. Arise and deliver, deliver, deliver. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Arise, 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 deliver me. Name, we are praying. Have your seat. You know, African technology, African demonic technology. I faced some struggles at the time, and it was through that God revealed many deliverance issues to me. Are you here? Do you have incisions on your body? You need to pray. You know, say many of you there, fine girl, fine boy, but that clothes where you take cover your body, it will cover many things. Hey, some of us, they don't give us here before. My mom did not know about it. My dad did not know about it. I stayed with my grandmother. Yeah. Yeah. See, I prayed until I can't see it here again. Incision sells you to the devil. It hands you over to a power. And that power rules and have its way in your life. That power manipulates your glory. I'll get there next week when I talk about the tools of glory manipulation. I pray for everybody here. Any evil mark of the devil on your body that is controlling and manipulating your glory, let that mark be raised by the blood of Jesus. Let that mark be raised by the blood of Jesus. Let that mark be raised by the blood of Jesus. Let that mark be raised by the blood of Jesus. Say after me, say every satanic mark upon my body sending me to darkness, say be raised by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered from that mark by the blood of Jesus. I am delivered from that mark. I am delivered from that mark. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some look at their body, there is no mark. They did not know when they were young, it was on their head. Their head don't cover them, they can't see anything again. Whether visible or invisible, every satanic mark on your body, let that evil effect of that mark, let it be conquered and erased by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me take one more. And we shall pray some prayers of anointing. Kosak barato dabiti Jesus. Agbara, agbara, let me take two more. Let me just take two more. But let Ezekiel 11, 1 to 4. This operation is what has put some people down. Ezekiel 11, let's take 1 to 4. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the east gate of the house of the Lord, which faces the east. Abi. And behold, at the entrance of the gate, there were how many men? 25 men. And I saw among them Jazaniah, the son of Azor, and Palatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people at the gate. Let's continue. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity and who give wicked counsel in this family. They are, I want to talk about the operation of evil elders. Some are in your family, some are in cities, everywhere. But I want us to handle those of our families. Evil elders. Abi, you are reading with me, Abi. Oh yeah, let's go. Verse 3. Who says, the time is not near to build houses. This city is a cauldron, and we are. Have you watched a witchcraft film before where they do witches? Or you watch cult film? You will see a big pot. Anybody noticed that before? That pot is what we call witchcraft cauldron. Cauldron is a pot that witchcraft powers use. There is not a talk for today. When we talk about witchcraft again in the future, you see. He said, this city is a cauldron, and we are the meat. God forbid. Verse 4. Therefore, against them, prophesy. Say that, let me hear, can I hear you? Therefore, against them, prophesy. Say that again, say, therefore, prophesy against them, prophesy. Say that again, therefore, professor. You know, there are some operations of God that I love. He can do all things, but he sits and say, you are a small boy. Now you go win the battle, go and do it. Jump to verse 13. Read together, let's go. And it came to pass while I was prophesying that Belatia, the son of some of you don't know the power in your tongue that God has given you. He said, you shall decree, things shall be established. Go back to verse 2. How did you get to 2 Samuel? Go back to verse 1. The Spirit lifted me and brought me to the east gate of the house of the Lord, which faces the, and behold, at the entrance of the gateway were 25 men. And I saw among them who? Jezaniah, the son of Azor, and Palatiah, the son of Benaiah, You understand? That man he saw, when he started prophesying, the man died. The guy, they shocked. Hey, say God, are you going to kill everybody? Are you? Some of us, now we still they keep the enemy alive. Hello? You will see prophecy now. Prophesy. Some will prophesy as if they are in the bedroom. Stand up on your feet. Let's prophesy. Let's prophesy. Let's prophesy. Let's prophesy. Let's prophesy. Are you on your feet? Say, every evil man, evil elder of my family house. I didn't hear. Say, every evil elder of my family house. That's the only thing I'm going to teach you. The other thing, now you go fill in the gap. Are you ready? Every evil man of my family house, every evil woman in my family house, every evil elder in my family house. Oh yeah, prophesy, 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 prophesy. Can I hear your prophecy? Every evil wicked man, evil head of my family, die with my glory. Tie me down. Manipulating my destiny. Perish, perish, perish. Hear the word of the Lord. Perish, perish. Your time is up. Become impotent. Be disgraced. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't like how you are praying. I don't like it. Can I say, every evil elder of my family house. That is too weak. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. I prophesy, your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray? Let me hear you. Your time is up. I prophesy, your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. I prophesy. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, sword of the Lord. I didn't say sword of the Lord. I didn't hear you say that again. Visit my father's house. Visit my mother's house. Destroy any evil elder against my glory. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Visit, 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 visit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have always taught you and shown you, you see, when we marry, everybody has an asset and a liability. When you marry the person, you take both the assets and the liabilities. When you marry, you take the weaknesses and the strength of the person you marry. Some marry and their battle started after marriage. But most of the time, we don't handle that. Today, I want us to handle this. We are going to ask the Spirit of the Lord to visit the family house of your spouse. We are always visiting our father's house and mother's house. And many of you, your spouses are never in church during prayers. Lift your two hands up. Say, Arrow of the Lord! I did hear. Say, Arrow of the Lord! Say, Sword of the Lord! Say, arise, visit the family house of my spouse. Destroy evil elders militating against our union, militating against our family. In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Visit, visit, visit. Arise, round of the Lord. Visit, visit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your two hands on your head and say, let there be a repair. I didn't say, let there be a repair. Say, everything that has been done against my glory. Say, oh Lord, arise. Let there be a repair. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I shout, my glory, arise, shine. Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. From the grave. From the grave. From my father's house, from my mother's house, from my neighborhood, from my place of work, from my husband's house, from my husband's family. Say my glory, arise, shine. Say that again. Let me hear you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you. I might be raising some prayer points as I pray for you. Just pray them. Can the ushers just bring people that lay hand on them and pray for them? Listen to me. Whatever is a yoke, whatever is an oppression against your glory, as this oil comes upon you, let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray with me? Say from today, say I will never live below God's plan for my life. Say my glory arise and shine. Stop living below God's glory. Can I pray? Never again, never again, never again, never again. Will I live below redemption plan? Never again. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to do seven things and pray a prayer seven times. I recover all my glory. Arise and shine. Is that okay? You say that, you pray, you shout that seven times, and I think I live here, except I receive another instruction. Are you ready? Say, I recover all my glory. Arise. Number one. In the name of Jesus. My glory. Arise and shine. In the, hello, hello. We'll start all over again. I recover all my glory. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? Ada. At the seventh count, the one person that will shout will shout. The one who will burst in tongues will burst in tongues. Whatever. I prefer tongues. Jumping. We burst forth in tongues. I'm praying this way. Are we ready? Number one, let's go. I recover all my glory. Arise and shine in the name. Number two, I recover all my glory. Arise and shine in the name. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Arise. Number seven. Rakata rete telebo kuria. Raba rete te 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 te. Raba teria kade te 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 te. Recover, recover, recover. Recover, recover, recover. Recovery angels are here for you. Recovery angels are here for you. Recover, recover, recover. Recover, recover, recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to greet seven people. You are going to tell them, your glory shall not be turned to shame. Are you ready? You talk to seven people, say, hear the word of the Lord, your glory shall not be turned to shame. Can you do that? Let's go. Okay, look for the second person. Third person. Fourth person. Fifth person. Sixth person. Seventh person. Since you refuse to pray for me, oh yeah, point at me and pray for me. Let's go. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.